In 2017, 604 cases were reported in Florida by the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Nearly one-third of those involved child victims of sex trafficking. Health News Florida's Dalena Miller takes us to a new safe campus for these children, which is planning for a summer open.
On a 100-acre stretch of land, seven houses sit in various stages of construction. The exposed wooden beams are decorated with motivational quotes and Bible verses, like, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." But it's not graffiti, and this is not a new housing development. It's set a few miles back from any major highway in a clearing nestled by trees.
You don't hear traffic too much, you hear birds. So we want the girls to be able to breathe. We want them to be safe.
That's Laura Hamilton, the president of Bridging Freedom, the organization that spearheaded this safe home community. Health News Florida is not disclosing the specific location of the Tampa Bay area campus to help keep safe the children who will soon be living there. These girls, ages 6 to 18, have faced rape, addiction, trauma beyond imagination. Several acres have been cleared to construct a lodge, chapel, and seven houses away from the hustle and bustle of any city. Hamilton walks up the concrete sidewalk to the first house.
The homes have nice sidewalks, nice front porch. We want the old Florida feel. We'll have rockers here for the girls to just be able to have some peace and meditation, and of course they'll be having a lot of fun too.
These girls will be living here for months, possibly years, until they're ready to move back in with their families or new foster homes. Hamilton steps inside, her voice echoing.
So this is the entryway. To your right is the staff offices. And then over here is your educational room. And here is your counseling room. And then throughout the back is their bedrooms and bathrooms.
Each girl will have their own bedroom and a closet full of new clothes. Depending on her age and education level, she will have time for school, therapy, and medical appointments. Hamilton says both paid employees and vetted volunteers will provide care 24/7 and training to suit the girl's interests.
Maybe it's she wants to learn math. Maybe she wants to groom dogs or know how to brush a horse or cut hair or balance a checkbook.
Hamilton says this campus is based on a model developed by Wellspring Living in Georgia, which touts an 85% success rate in rehabilitating girls and young women. But it cost a lot of money for Bridging Freedom to make this happen. So Hamilton made friends in the legislature, like Jennifer Wilson, an advisor and campaign manager for several Florida state senators and representatives. Wilson says the multi-million dollar project is funded partially by state and federal grants, as well as donations from businesses and community partners.
The type of service that Bridging Freedom is going to provide to these girls is so holistic in nature. You know, it's medical, it's educational, it's therapeutic, it's social.
And it's calculated to cost about $5 million a year to care for 52 girls once it's fully built. Hamilton said when she worked for the Department of Justice's Human Trafficking Task Force 4 years ago, she was responsible for placing children who had been rescued. Before this campus, there were no immersive programs locally to help them.
The foster care parents didn't know how to handle these children. We put them in group homes. They were not equipped because these children need specialized care, trauma-informed care.
But Hamilton says this program isn't about prevention.
We're here to help them find their dreams.
The safe campus will not reduce the number of girls lured, kidnapped, and sold into sex trafficking. That's what new laws and public outreach are for. Laura Hamilton says the campus is here to save the lives of the girls who have already been through it. For Health News Florida, I'm Dalena Miller.